You're listening to SBS News.
The number of migrants granted permanent residency in Australia has dropped to its lowest level in a decade. Around 160,000 visas were granted under the Permanent Migration Program in 2018-19, nearly 30,000 fewer than the annual migration cap of 190,000. About 70% of the places were filled by skilled workers, with migration agents and applicants blaming long processing times rather than a lack of demand for the unallocated visas. Immigration Minister David Coleman says the program also delivered nearly 9,000 places under the regional sponsored migration scheme, up by around 44% from the previous year.
It's always, of course, our first preference to fill available jobs with locals, but there are some occasions when that's not possible, and that's when we can use the migration system to help fill those gaps.
Regional centres across the country are reporting they have up to 60,000 job vacancies. Mr. Coleman says the government is introducing two new dedicated visas to combat that problem.
This year, we're allocating 23,000 places within the migration program for people who commit to live and work in regional Australia for at least 3 years. And what that's going to mean is there's going to be more opportunities for regional businesses to get the skills they need when an Australian is not available for that job.
But Bettina Skudlarek from the University of Sydney says it's critical Australia increases its migration rate.
Regional areas are lacking a number of highly qualified employees. Without those people, the economy in those areas, in smaller cities, smaller regions, cannot function properly.
Migration had reached highs of 190,000 under previous Labor governments. But the coalition government announced before the election that it planned to cap permanent visas at 160,000 for the next 4 years.
I think the idea of cutting migration, at least temporarily, is to show, to send the signal that they understood the electorate, because there is the idea in the electorate that migration is to blame for cities overcrowding, for transport systems overflowing.
That's demographer Simon Kutzenmacker. He warns that by cutting migration, the government is putting its budget surplus at risk.
If you actually want to run a surplus budget, the easiest way to do it is to just amp up GDP through migration. There's no easier way to do this.
The two new regional migration visas will come into effect in November. Amy Hall, SBS News.